A very feel-good morning to you. You're listening to Helderberg FM 93.6. Bruce Springsteen, Hungry Heart. Before that, Years and Years featuring Galantis with their song called Sweet Talker. You are listening to your feel-good Sunday show. Cleopatra here with you until 12 p.m. Not a long time, just a feel-good time. So welcome back. We have, you know, an interesting, really special conversation lined up for you. Joining us is Andriy Ilov from this organization called More Than Miras. This organization is dedicated to empowering growth and transformation within local communities. So just get ready to be inspired as we dive into their mission, impact, and all those good stuff. Good morning, Andriy.
Morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, and you?
Thank you so much for joining me for this chat. I say let's begin by you telling us a little bit about yourself and, you know, painting that clear picture about what More Than Miras is all about.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Yes, so More Than Miras, maybe giving it a little bit a step back, is that we believe firmly that you are more than. And with that, we mean more than your circumstances, more than your past, more than your losses, more than whatever happened to you, more than your gender, more than your skin color. So we invite people on a life-changing, transformational journey within communities, within relationships. So that's our true north, as we can say.
So More Than Miras, right? I heard about this 15-month journey that some of the participants went on, this journey of healing and innovation. Tell us more about that and what happened.
Yeah, so we partnered with the Association for People with and for Disabilities in Worcester. We're situated here in Worcester. And we did the More Than program for more than 15 years. 15 months in Tozer in the community, invited members in the community to go on this transformational journey. We experience through our group processes that when people feel seen and heard and valued within the safe space, or someone said we should talk about brave spaces before it's safe, that they go on an inner healing journey towards freedom. So we've endeavored on this journey with APD, and more than 40 people have joined the journey there. And after the 15 months that passed now, there are more volunteers coming on board and champions. We call them More Than Champions. In the face of the community, joining the journey to take responsibility for their own choices and their own lives, which is very inspiring.
I know that 15 months, right, can be quite the journey. Talk to me about after the 15 months. What can be seen at the impact?
Yeah, so some of the impact is that, like I said, people take responsibility for their own decisions and own lives. Not waiting around and sitting around and waiting for someone else to help, realizing that, you know, so many things that they worry about or wonder about is outside their circle of control. So giving back control to what can I do to take responsibility for my life. So some people enrolled for further studies. Some of them started their own small business or are on the way of doing that. Some of them got married and moved away from where they are. So there is a lot of individual decisions that people make on a positive way in their lives.
That's so great. I know that you are a former minister. How has, you know, being a former minister helped you to help other people who, you know, partake in this healing and innovation process?
Yeah, I suppose that is where the More Than comes from, to to see more than what we see when we meet each other. There's so many boundaries between people, especially in our communities. There's money boundaries. We look at the person and we see the money value. Or, so it's to cross the boundary to meet another person where they are and see more than what we see. And that is the challenge. And that is the healing that we experience when we go through our group process of 4 days, 5 days. People are, basically scared for each other on the Monday, but on the Friday, all the boundaries were crossed, and you see the humanity, and you see the person on the other side, because what sits in front of you is a lived life, is a story. So prejudice and stereotyping and all these ugly type of words that we hear in the media and see on television get addressed within these groups. And that is so, it's for myself, I'm being taught and I learn a lot by just listening and experiencing the lives of other people. And that is the gift.
It's honestly a beautiful gift, to learn with others while helping them as well. Talk to me about the couples counseling, because I know you do individual support and as well the team building, the retreats. Talk to me about the couples counseling.
Yeah, so the principles are actually, at the end of the day, the same, because it's all about the quality of the connection between people. And even my own journey within my own marriage, realizing that, I always say I bought a book, and the book's title was Have a New Wife by Friday. And behold and all, I've tried everything, and then I don't think I finished the book, but because the book started to work with me. Who am I in this relationship? So there's more going on in the relationship. And then I crossed paths with the whole Imago International movement that research why do we fall apart and why do we fall in love with this particular person. And one of the beautiful discoveries that they made was that that the marriage sole purpose is not necessarily my happiness, but the aim of marriage is healing, because we are all wounded. We all experience trauma with a small T, not the capital T, that also, but we miss the impact of something like birth order, something like the first 7 years of our lives, where love is not 100%, and it's not about blaming our parents or how did we grow up or where or what, but the emotional need that we have in the first 7 years is actually a blueprint for how we choose and who we choose to help us to fulfill that gap, and that's why opposites attract. So there is so much more going on in relationships. And that is of interest to me, to realize that we can redefine marriage. We can refine the space. One of the beautiful things in Shall We Dance, if I don't know if you remember that film, was where Susan Sarandon answered the question of why do people marry? And the answer was because we need a witness to our lives. Someone who witnesses my ups and my downs, my successes and my failures without judgment.
Beautiful.
And that is one of the beautiful things about relationships. So I'm passionate about relationships and the potential of healing in relationships.
So Andre, for those who would like to, get involved and are interested in learning more, how can they reach out to More Than Miras or to connect with organizations, initiatives?
Yeah, so they can phone me on 083 064-3939. Cell number, they can send an email to admin at morethanneeras.co.za. They can visit our website, which is also www.morethanneeras.co.za, and we've got a Facebook page and there's an Instagram page. So yes, please, if you are passionate about a relationship, passionate about communities, building community where everyone feels safe and heard and valued and put have an impact in your community, so that we as a people can not just survive but feel alive in our relationships. You can please make a contact with us and we can journey together.
Thank you so much, Andre, for joining us. It was such an informative chat, truly uplifting, such an uplifting conversation that really reminds us of the power of community, compassion, and just a collective action. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure. That was Andre Ilo, founder of More Than Mere Us. Check out their social media, Facebook, Instagram, More Than Mere Us. What an awesome conversation that was. You're listening to Tilteberg FM 93.6.